What are some of those stories that have made an impact on you?
My son asked me that very question this morning, which was a twofold question. He said, first of all, he said, Dad, what's the most meaningful thing you've ever done? And what's the biggest thing you've ever done? And I thought, okay, maybe that's the same question, but it really isn't. The most meaningful thing, we talked about military, and when someone is not yet a U.S. citizen and they are killed in action, then their family members are entitled to a posthumous certificate of citizenship, that on the day that they were killed, they became U.S. citizens. And I'll tell you, that's the hardest thing that I think that I've ever done, particularly in 2005 when a young Marine was killed and my son was in Iraq and their son was in Iraq. And when he was killed, I was in Colorado and I had to present the certificate to the parents who were about my same age. That was terribly painful. And I had to do it again recently here in San Antonio. We were so moved by that story of Sergeant Cesar Ruiz, who was killed, went to high school here and married his high school sweetheart, and he was killed in his early 20s. We were so moved by that story, we presented the certificate at the cemetery at the graveside at Fort Sam, that we named the ceremony room in his honor. We hold naturalization ceremonies. We speak often about Sergeant Ruiz, and we tell them, if it were not for people like Sergeant Ruiz, who made that sacrifice for himself and his family, in many countries you wouldn't even be allowed to be in a setting like this. So we did everything we could to honor and preserve and respect his sacrifice. So that's probably the most meaningful thing. And then I separated his questions. What was the biggest thing? And, you know, I think the biggest thing is really the bookends in my career. And I began with this agency with Amnesty when Congress passed a law that said 3 million people came forward who were here in an undocumented status. They came out of the shadows. They said they're never going to go to the immigration office. They've been running away from La Migra for so many years. Why would they come to you? So 3 million people came forward, then they obtained their citizenship eventually. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there was some sort of immigration reform so that I would be able to look at the dichotomy of what it was 30 years ago and what it is now? All I can tell you is there was an older gentleman, I was 28 at the time, an older gentleman like me who said to me, let me tell you something, the more work we do, the more work we create for ourselves. And I said, what do you mean by that? He said, look at those 3 million people. They all came forward. They all applied for a green card. And 5 years later, every one of them petitioned for their mother, their father, their brother, and their sister. And then then 5 years later, became to apply. And then so 30 years later, exponentially, what do you think those 3 million people initially are now? Millions and millions and millions of people who have all benefited from that one act of Congress. So that was perhaps the most meaningful thing that I've ever done.